Hey Tribe, welcome back. So today I'm answering a question that I got from one of the Tribe members. So we have a WhatsApp line where you can send your voice note with your questions, and every other week, every 2 weeks, I'll be answering those. So today, here is the question.
Thank you so much for the platform. So my question is, I recently embarked on a journey to invest. You know, I want to invest particularly in retirement, because obviously the company that I'm currently working for, it's not a company that I will retire in. So I want to start putting away money for retirement. So I don't know if I should buy shares and or save money in my tax-free account, but I want a maximum of maybe 2 million when I reach maybe 60 or 55. So I don't know which platform or which company should I invest in, because I know that if I invest with a company, because I've done my research, but I still need an enlightenment. If I invest with the company, come after when retirements kick in, I know those funds will be taxed. So I don't know which platform or which company can I use for me to start saving for retirement. Please assist.
All right. So I love that question. Clearly, the Tribe member is quite young, and basically she's asking about retirement planning. And I love the fact that at such a young age, people have started to consider and think about how will they retire. And it's a bleak stat that only around 12%, it used to be much lower, only around 12% of people in South Africa are able to retire comfortably. So there are a couple of ways in which you can save and invest for your retirement. And remember, the earlier you start, the more of a head start you're giving yourself, and the more you are allowing your money to compound, okay? So I think that's the first thing. Then the second thing, in terms of the questions he's asking, where should she be investing for retirement? There are a couple of ways, right? So the first one, and this is the most common one, is through your pension and provident fund. So if your employer has a pension or provident fund, you are investing for retirement. And normally people don't look into the nitty-gritties of what is in their pension fund. People just know that, you know what, I just signed some papers, I know they're taking some money, and that's it. So I would implore you, look into your pension fund, look into your provident fund, go to your human resources or benefits manager and find out what actually is in my pension fund. So in there, you will see the name of the funds that you invested in, and you will see in there, sometimes with a company, you could possibly also have group risk benefits. So group risk benefits can include life cover, can include income protector, can include trade disease. So just go to your benefits manager, your human resources manager, and find out exactly what is in your pension and provident fund. So if, for example, you are getting an increase, you can always go back to your human resources manager and say, you know what, I don't want the entire increase to come as a salary to me, into my pocket. Rather, go and increase your contribution towards your pension and provident fund. So with every increase that you get at your job, maybe split it in half, so that 50% goes towards increasing your pension and provident fund. And you can do that. And what often happens most of the time is that people go for the lowest contribution. I have seen this way too many times. So normally your contribution will be about 7.5 of your pensionable salary, right? They do give you the option to say, all right, yes, I know this is the minimum, but you can go to 10%, you can go to 12% with some companies. So it is very specific to different companies. So find more information with your human resources or benefits manager, whatever that person is called in your company. Another very important thing is that if you do have a pension fund, I spoke a little bit about the group risk benefits that do come with it. Sometimes it can just be life cover, or sometimes it can be multiple benefits that are attached to it. It's very important to know that, because I'll give an example. One of the boot camps, money boot camps I do with Maya Fisher French, we coach six people on this journey about 6 months. And in that journey, we find out, what are your goals? What are you battling with? What is it that you want to sort out in terms of your finances? One of the ladies there had cancer previously, and obviously her trade disease had paid out that she had as an individual. So she was stuck with this fear, actually. Yeah, it was deep rooted fear that if the cancer comes back, now she's uninsurable, or taking out insurance in her own name was going to be expensive. So she was walking around with this fear of, if the cancer comes back, how am I going to pay for this thing? Because the medical bills to get treatment are quite expensive. So when we were going through retirement planning, I said, but did you realize that you have group risk benefits and you have trade disease and does cover cancer? Do you know the relief that she had? Do you know the absolute relief that she had? She had been walking around for the past 2 years, 3 years, working for that company, not knowing what her benefits are. So please go check what benefits you do have, so that you know exactly what's going on, and it's just part of financial planning. So pension and provident fund, if you have, take a look into it. Try to increase your contribution. It's one of the best ways to start saving for your pension and towards your retirement planning. And funny enough, when we talk about pension and provident funds, people always complain. People always complain and say, I want that money. If that money comes into my pockets, I will know how to save and invest. And I'm like, you are lying. You are lying, because what is it that you're doing now? If you can show me that today, as it is, you are already saving and investing, your chances of doing that very same thing are much higher than someone who just says, no, I want the money, I will save and invest for myself. So please do take into consideration that retirement is really serious, guys. You don't want to be broke at retirement. And I've personally seen, when I used to be a financial planner, telling people that you only have 500,000 rand. That is scary. Imagine you have only 500,000 rand, that's what you've saved up, or 1 million rand, and you're retiring at 60, and let's say you live up to 90. That is 30 full years that you are going to need an income. So please take retirement planning very seriously, okay? So first, pension and provident fund with your employer. Then, if your employer does not have a pension or provident fund, you can open up a retirement annuity. So a retirement annuity is a contract between yourself and an insurance company or an asset management company. So with a retirement annuity, the rules still apply as just as much with a pension and provident fund. And there are tax benefits also when you have a retirement annuity. Okay, I absolutely have a retirement annuity. I'm self-employed. I have a retirement annuity. But also, even when I was still employed at some point, I still had my own retirement annuity, because one thing I can tell you, whatever it is that you're contributing today is not going to be enough, unfortunately, right? So look into having your own retirement annuity as well. So the tribe member also spoke about a tax-free savings account. So I absolutely love tax-free savings accounts because of the tax benefits. You get to pay zero tax. There's no capital gains tax. There's no dividends tax. There's no income tax whatsoever. So whatever you accumulate in that fund, you get to take completely tax-free. All right. So with a tax-free savings account, I use it also to supplement my retirement. So I have an existing retirement annuity, but on top of that, I have a tax-free savings account as a top-up to my retirement annuity because of the said benefits. Okay. So my thinking around a tax-free savings account, and I've had my tax-free savings account since they started, I think in 2015. I think I opened one in 2016. I have maintained my tax-free savings account, and I know it's a long-term investment. So I know that when I reach 50, 55, I want to travel with my siblings. And that money is for that, to say, okay, I'm close to retirement. I will still have vitality. I'll still be young enough to travel the world and see the world. So it's part of my strategy to say it's a long-term investment. So absolutely, you can use a tax-free savings account also to top up for your retirement. So with a tax-free savings account, and I know I've said this many times on this channel, but a way not to use your tax-free savings account is to use it as a savings account. Please don't use it as a short-term type of savings account. It is a long-term investment where you will see the benefits only really in the long term. Okay, so she also asked about the different asset managers. I mean, I love anything that is low cost, any reputable company, and obviously you're investing for the long term. So I would definitely recommend that you look into Cetrix, .co.za, Signia Asset Managers. You have 10X as well. You have, your traditional ones like your Allan Cray, Coronation. There are many, but I'll definitely recommend Cetrix. And also their platform is quite easy to use. I like platforms where I can do everything all online. Like if I have to call someone, for me, it irritates me. So another thing about a tax-free savings account versus a retirement, and it's not versus as such, but the benefit, the extra added benefit. With a retirement annuity, you have to invest according to what we call Regulation 28. So Regulation 28 sort of limits you in terms of a percentage, in terms of equities, cash, bonds, and property, so that your money is safe. With a tax-free savings account, I like the fact that I can invest in an exchange-traded fund. So again, low cost. I love the fact that I can be as aggressive as I want to be. I know that, I mean, my tax-free savings account is 100% equities. Like because I know it's a long-term investment, but also you have to take a look at what kind of investor you are. You can even just go for a balanced fund, for example. Or if it is an exchange-traded fund, just, the Cetrix Top 40 or the FTSE 100, or it's just following an index. Believe you me, you will be better off than trying to find individual shares. Okay, so those are the three ways in which you can invest for retirement. Number one, let's recap: pension or provident fund with your employer, a retirement annuity which you can take out as an individual with any asset management company, and also topping it up with a tax-free savings account. And I've mentioned the asset managers that I prefer, that I like: Cetrix Asset Management, Signia, Coronation, Allan Cray. Oh, also on Easy Equities, you can do that. Yeah, actually, scrap with the Easy Equities. I like the other four that I've mentioned. So, yeah, that's it on retirement planning. If again you have any questions, please do remember. We'll leave the WhatsApp number below, then you will send us your voice notes. Cheers for now.